Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio. Because it is. Amen. Amen. And it truly is. It is truly beautiful, whatever is going on out here, it seems. And welcome, YouTube. We're so glad to have you with us. So tonight, oh my, yes, yes, yes. Amen. Well, then give me just a minute because I went to put our information on YouTube and everything there disappeared too. So here we go. All right. Thank you. It is. Yeah, amen. It is. And we are ready to start whenever you're ready. All right. Here we go. Hi, fellas. Glad to have you with us.
understanding, to be illuminated, courage, challenge, change. Make us up. Make us up.
Hallelujah. Committed.
All right, well, they're going to go to music, so we can't continue in that process. But wow, what an amazing story, eh? How marvelous God's leadership is if we'll just trust it. And how miraculous will be his, the working of his plan. It's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And that's why I wanted to bring you the story. Now, he kept talking about some other sets of videos. If you would like to, hear the rest of the story, because that's really an amazing story. You can go to the website, kciihop.org, I think, or ihopkc.org. Anyways, Kansas City International House of Prayer. And you can see those videos, and it's just, it's a very interesting story how God was revealing infallible proofs to this man and to this ministry all through the whole period as they were being established. And here they are now reaching the whole world. Do we have to do something here to make the sound work better? Or do you have to turn the speaker off?
Turn the speaker off.
There.
No.
No. But thank God. Let's see. There we go. Thank God for his abundant blessing. Sorry about the hair. I didn't have my hairstylist work on it before I got live on the program here.
It looks great.
I think there's such a great lesson, and we teach it all the time here, that God is continually trying to reveal himself to us by infallible proofs. And when you look that up in Acts chapter 1, it literally says to reveal the kingdom of God to you. And what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things on this earth. That is, thy will, which is in heaven, be done where? On this earth, as it is in heaven. And thank you, Father. Thank you that your will be done. Now, there'll be many of us. We'll get to heaven and we'll say, wow, I missed that opportunity. And there won't be nothing else to say except you missed that opportunity. And you don't want to miss them. I can guarantee you that. But God loves to restore the years. And as we've been teaching in the last 6 months here, about dreams and visions and how every night when you go to sleep, I'm asking God to give you dreams and visions and revelation in the night that you can see. Because when you see it, it transforms your life. Sister Sunday was telling us, she had a dream this week. Was she in heaven or was she on earth when she saw the angels? She just saw a multitude of heavenly hosts of angels, millions and millions of angels being dispatched to earth to carry out the plan of God in our life, which is, so this is why I'm praying diligently, because I know I've missed some cues in my life. I know I missed some steps. I know there was different things that God wanted to do that I wasn't ready for him to do. Therefore, he couldn't get it done through me. But he wanted to get it done through me. And you and I have to say, Lord, restore the years and go reach all those people. I stand in the gap for all of those people that I would have reached had I been able to get into that. And we charge our enemy guilty 7 times and double for the shame.
Amen.
Of endeavoring to hold us back. Because the reality is, if you don't give up, you never lose. In the kingdom of God, if you don't give up, you don't lose. But if you give up and say, oh, well, whatever, mess that all up. God wants to restore the years in every situation of our life. And then Acts 1:1-3, reveal himself to us in an infallible proof, showing us the things of the kingdom. And you think about what we just heard, a comet. I mean, this guy is such an amazing prophet that he prophesies a comet that nobody has ever seen or even knows is coming is going to go across the sky. Now, that reminds me of James chapter 5, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Why? Elijah prayed for, and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Now he prayed again and it did rain. But 3.5 years is a long time without any rain. That's 1,260 days. It's a long, 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 long time. But what's the reality? That's how all of us should be living every day.
Yeah.
You're not, you may not be the prophet and prophesy and change 5 million people around the world or whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is, there is a place for you that God wants you to do. And there ain't one of us sitting around doing nothing in God's plan.
Amen.
There ain't one of us. Well, Pastor, you don't know my life. No, but I do know God. What's the first two letters of God? What's the first three letters of Satan? Really great message right there, wasn't it? Amen. You can all go home now. God's a goer and God's a doer. And so anyways, that so fired me up when I heard it the other night. Last night, I guess. I don't know. My days are all running together here. But I just really wanted to share it with you. And another one of his prophecies is about the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. It's like, and they said Bob Jones would show up in his overalls and a farm shirt. And Chris Valentine said, showed up in his sweatpants and a sweatshirt pulled down over his big belly, tennis shoes. Picked him up from the hotel one time that way. But see, it's only you and I that said, well, God couldn't use a guy like that. Well, no, God used that guy pretty good. It's like he did with Charles Capps. Charles Capps was nothing but a soybean farmer. But he hooked on to Seed Time and Harvest. And literally, Charles Capps has been gone for a number of years. And his radio program is still being played today on Wilkins Radio. The word is working mightily in me. Word is working mightily in me. I don't know the next part. Anyways, that's the song on his radio program. The word is working mightily in me. Charles Capps is so important. He's got his own 2014, yeah. He's been gone now almost 10 years, and his radio program still plays. Why? He found that place where he's going to flourish and grow and develop.
Yeah.
And now, this, what is today?
24th, Wednesday.
Excuse me, this is Wednesday. So on Saturday, the live streams are going to begin in Jerusalem on, for Pentecost Sunday. Of course, they're ahead of us. Their time is actually ahead of us. Let me get that so we can get that in our thoughts. The world clock. Jerusalem is actually 4:56 a.m. right now.
Thursday, or they're a day ahead of us?
Is that what it is? They're a day ahead of us.
Is it?
Yeah, because it says Jerusalem is tomorrow plus 8 hours. Six, seven, eight, yeah. So they're already in tomorrow. That's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Do you want me to pull up the communion
prayer? I can pull it up on my phone.
Oh.
I don't know how to use your computer.
Because I know how that feels, so I can do it for you if you want.
No, never mind us. We'll be all right. Glory be to God. So, Brother Dan, Sister Phyllis, Sister Sunday,
Rebecca,
Sister Gwen,
Michael's
with us. Hey, Michael, good to have you with us, buddy. Don't you just love God? I'm telling you, you and I have, people have a problem. You say it. Sometimes people have a hard time. Brother Michael's there, Rebecca's there, Sunday's there, all right. Mike Carr, hi, bless you, brother, good to see you. Sunday Geyser. No, John. John Wayner, we miss you. Need an update. Well, so, you know, having said all of that, I was going somewhere. Where was I going when I got focused on the apps?
Some people with a heart of... We were happy Michael was here and he said, don't you love God? And we all said, yes, we do. And he said, something about the heart.
Well, all right. It's just time to receive communion and be done because... It's just time to receive communion and be done. And, I want to talk about the live stream. I really want to see you get connected to this. Some of you have tried to pray without ceasing. And, you know, like Mike said, it's actually pray without ceasing. I can only imagine. I can only imagine what 24-hour prayer was like 24 years ago. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. They did some screaming, hollering, and yelling. But look at how God moved them. I love how he said it. It's got to be God. Or anything. There's no way it could have happened.
Because he had no interest.
Are you musical? No. Oh, my. Are you a prayer warrior? No. No, I'm not. Huh. That's really interesting. You know anybody in Malaysia? No. No, I don't. I love it when the prophet looks in and says, oh, this is going to be harder than what I thought.
That was funny. He was very transparent.
But see, here's the reality, guys. This is how real God is with all of us. That's how it really is. And thank you for being here with us. Most of all, just chill out. Relax a little bit. Tell your spirit man to slow down. Tell your soul to slow down. Tell your body. Don't tell your body to slow down too much because then you'll just want to sit around and do nothing. But slow down and let God move because he is in Jesus' mighty name. Wow. Sitting down here all of a sudden, I'm having to be focused to stay awake. Do what? I haven't talked to the folks in a long time. Why about this communion? Thank you, Father, for communion. If you are with us tonight, no matter who you are, let's say it differently. If you're with us, you can hear me. And if you're not with us, guess what? You wouldn't be able to hear me.
Yeah.
That's very, that was deep and philosophical. Now, let's receive communion. And no matter who you are tonight, if you are a member of the body of Christ, if you've been born again, you're welcome to receive communion with us. Anybody who puts any kind of rules or regulation or restriction on what communion can be and who can receive it, except for the fact that you must be born again, they're wrong, because it's not just for single groups. It's not just for special people. It's not just for the really righteous. And no, communion, the shed blood of Jesus, is available for everybody. His broken body is available for everybody. And he wants you and I to avail ourselves to it. Oh, in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. 1 Corinthians. Always have a Thompson Chain Reference Bible laying around somewhere close to you. Wow. Please forgive me for yawning and everything on camera. I did make it here. I did make it here in time to see you guys, and I just miss you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, just read the Bible. Let's listen to the Bible. Don't worry about your religious leaders. They're going to give an account for what they taught you, but you're going to give an account for how it affected you. Here we go. Verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, he blessed it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Let a man examine himself. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself. Don't examine other people. Examine yourself. You're going to have a full-time job just getting you to heaven. Don't worry about nobody else. And then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected amongst us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's pray our prayer of salvation. Now, I said I pulled that up. Wow, it amazes me how just sitting down in a chair make you this sleepy. All right, everybody just pause just a second. Pastor's here. Almost done. I'm going to share this prayer. That way, we can all pray together. The prayer of salvation. Are you ready? Is it on the screen?
I don't know. Not on YouTube yet, and I can't be on Zoom.
Well?
You don't
see it there? No. Getting closer. There we go. There we go. Now I get to see what that looks like. All right, the prayer of salvation. Why is that not letting me scroll? Oh, I got to scroll on my phone. Here we go. Pray this prayer with me. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16,
choose to believe you,
are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and just say, I receive you,
Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace
and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins
are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in
Christ. Isn't that something? Hang on. All right, I receive the bread, your body broken now. In Jesus' name, is that where we are?
No, we were still praying the prayer of salvation.
The prayer
of
reach out your hand. Please forgive me. Drop my phone. There we go. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you. None of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Oops. Surround me with godly people who will help me to know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Welcome to the kingdom of God. Right, that was a prayer of salvation, right? Glad to have you with us. Whether that was the first time you prayed it or the 50th time you prayed it. Maybe it was the 500th time you prayed it. Can you imagine how many times we prayed that prayer of salvation since January 1st, 2020? Oh, my goodness. You might say, Pastor, I can tell something's going on inside. And people want to call it a feeling. but it's not a feeling. You are experiencing God Almighty filling your being. Well, why didn't he fill it before? Because you never ask him. And God's a gentleman. He don't go anywhere he's not asked. And so now that you've invited him in, now you can. You can experience the fullness of God.
Amen.
In your life, in Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Hold your elements up. And let's pray this. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread, representing your broken body, and this juice, representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, my will, and my emotions. There is nothing missing, nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supplied in my body, from your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ, in my community,
and around the world, wherever you send me, or this prayer,
I receive the bread
now.
I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You better keep moving, though. Lift up your cup of blessing. Pray this with me.
Now I bless this.
That's good. Go ahead.
Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience. In obedience. Your blood shed to provide redemption, Christ, and righteousness for me. Pray this out loud. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation
with God my Father.
By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on the earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no more condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white.
And
I will always be the glorious church without spot,
wrinkle,
or any other blemish. When you come for me, I receive the fruit of the vine now In Jesus' mighty name, amen, and amen, and amen. Well,
Thank you, Jesus.
That's got to be it for tonight. I must definitely enjoy being with you. I love what God's doing here. Avail yourself to this fast, and it'll make all the difference in the world in your life, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Here we go. Can't seem to find them.
Oh, just shut it up.
There it is, way over here. All right, God bless you, YouTube. Remember, pay attention to the global streams coming out of Jerusalem for Pentecost Sunday. Here we go. There we go. Now it's just us. So if I... What's this?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Brother Dan? Sister Gwen, we love you guys.
We love you guys. Have another cup of coffee, Pastor Sam. Yeah, he needs more than just a cup of coffee right now.
Go ahead, Dan. I'm not doing too bad. Out of 48 hours, I've only slept four, acting like a young whippersnapper. But I ain't lollygagging.
You're not lollygagging. What were you doing with your thing here?
What thing?
I received the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name.
I bumped that tea right there. So.
Okay. And erase a bunch of stuff. Then. Okay.
Just like that.
Did you stop on Blog Talk?
I don't know where Blog Talk is.
The